Nicias opposed the expedition for various reasons I've already explained. And he made a serious mistake in attacking Alcibiades personally and essentially accusing him of aspirations for tyranny. Alcibiades clearly had an advantage in the assembly. He was a better speaker. And that charge, ad hominem, gave Alcibiades a chance to turn the argument against Nicias and essentially make Nicias look like a very petty man who is raising personal animosity or putting personal animosity over policy. And Alcibiades soundly answered these charges in the speech which has come down to us through Thucydides. Nicias, in desperation, gave a second speech in which he stressed the magnitude of the opposition and gave all sorts of warnings, including warnings that such an expedition going to the West would need an army, would need many more provisions, would need cavalry, that the Dorian cities in Sicily were extremely large. And this was an impression that many Athenians already had. And what happened is the assembly took Nicias's warnings as recommendations and voted an expanded expedition. And the result was not 60 ships, but eventually 134 triremes set sail, 30 huge cargo vessels, 100 lesser cargo vessels, many private ships followed to sell goods to the army. A hoplite army of 5,100 men was included, of whom 1,500 were Athenians. They also recruited Mantineans, Argives, various allies. 30 horses were sent on a converted trireme to act as the nucleus of a cavalry force. Specialized archers, peltasts, light infantry. It was an enormous expedition, an expedition on a size that Athens had not sent out really since the Egyptian expedition of 455-454 BC, and we can recall how that one ended up. In any case, by changing the size of the expedition, they also changed, in many ways, the aims necessary or the strategy behind this expedition, which essentially was the conquest of Syracuse and ultimately of all of Sicily. This was not to be an intervention to help allies against Salinas and Syracuse, that is, just to check friends of Sparta and Corinth. This was going to be an imperial adventure, an imperial adventure that promised huge dividends. The forces were probably sufficient to carry out that conquest, at least the capture of Syracuse. And in my opinion, bold leadership in 415 BC might have delivered the city of Syracuse to the Athenians. And there's several reasons to believe that. For one, Syracuse at this point was politically very divided. The government was relatively conservative. It probably was a democracy of sorts, that is, the propertied classes. But many of the Syracusans did not believe the reports that came to them in the summer of 415 BC that Athens was readying a huge expedition. And Thucydides even records a debate in the Syracusan assembly in which Hermocrates, that extraordinarily gifted Syracusan politician, the man who had masterminded the conference at Gela, which uninvited the Athenian forces from Sicily back in 424 BC, Hermocrates urged action by his fellow Syracusans. The readying of a fleet, the putting of the walls in order, the conclusion of alliances with other Sicilian cities, that is the Siculiote, the Greek cities, as well as the Sicels, the native populations in the interior. He was opposed apparently by a demigod called Athenagoras, who claimed that all of this was just a bogus set of claims to allow the aristocrats to seize power and suppress the democracy in the city. And so no measures were taken by the Syracusans. And when the Athenian forces arrived in the summer of 415 BC, Syracuse was really almost criminal in the way Syracuse was unprepared. There was a reconnaissance force of some 10 Athenian triremes led by the general Lamachus that sailed into the great harbor of Syracuse and found absolutely no opposition. The city was really unprepared to meet a major attack in 415 BC. So the forces were probably sufficient. The Athenians had selected talented generals to command. And this really raises a question as to Thucydides' interpretation, whether this expedition was doomed from the start. In any case, the expedition did run into some serious problems. And the problems in the end really involved leadership. And that would be the major problem throughout the Sicilian expedition from 415 to 413 BC.